Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, you know, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm thrilled to be bringing today's guest on because she and I have been going back and forth for months trying to get her on the show. So, yay. Nicole Snell is the CEO of Girls Fight Back, the world-renowned personal safety and self-defense program for women and girls. She is a dynamic international speaker and self-defense expert who has empowered groups around the world. Nicole is the creator of Outdoor Defense, an online series that empowers women to travel, hike, and run solo with simple self-defense strategies. She has dedicated her life to teaching people how to be their own best protectors and to live an empowered life. So with that being said, Nicole, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much, Dori. It is such a pleasure to be here. Like you said, we have been trying to make this happen for months, and I'm just thrilled to be a guest, and thank you so much for having me.
It's so wonderful to have you. And, you know, as the mother of a daughter who has backpacked through Southeast Asia and everything else, I applaud what you are doing. Flip side of it, though, it's kind of sad that we have to teach women how to be safe so we can run by ourselves, you know, but we do. So take us on your journey of how Girls Fight Back has happened here.
Well, Girls Fight Back was actually founded in 2001 by a woman named Erin Weed in honor of her friend Shannon McNamara, who was murdered. And because of how hard Shannon fought, Erin was inspired by that and started Girls Fight Back to inspire and empower young women everywhere that they don't have to live in fear, that we can fight back, we can be our own best protectors, and we don't have to rely on other people. And so she started Girls Fight Back for that reason and also to keep Shannon's memory alive. And I got involved with Girls Fight Back about 7 years ago now. And I had found out about the program while I was doing sexual assault prevention work with the United States Navy. And I saw this program and I thought, this is amazing. I didn't even realize this was a job you could do where I could travel to colleges around the country and the world and teach self-defense and empowerment. And I had really had reached a point in my life when I wanted to do more for women, to advocate for women's rights and to empower them. And so I emailed the owner at the time for a job. And about 4 months later, 3 months later, they had an opening for a speaker. And I started working as a speaker and worked my way up to a senior international speaker. And then last year, I purchased the company because the opportunity arose. And I felt that I had been living and breathing this material and this passion for so long that I knew I could be the one that could continue the mission and take it into new directions. And I can't imagine doing anything else with my life. Because when I get messages from women and girls and moms and you know, parents that say that what they have learned or what they've seen their daughters learn, they feel so much more confident in going out to live their life, or that they had an incident where they used a verbal skill, or they were able to get out of a situation because of something I taught them, and they feel like they can go and be unstoppable, which is what one woman said, that is why I do this work and I will never stop.
I so applaud you. And, you know, I don't think people realize that self-defense really is more than just physical techniques. Let's talk about that. I mean, because let's face it, there's a lot of physical that goes into it as well, but there's more. So I really want to talk about that whole aspect of it.
Oh, absolutely. There is so much more. And it was funny. One of my student at one of my sessions that her testimonial was, Nicole really taught me that self-defense is more than just throwing punches. And it really is true. And self-defense is everything that we do on a daily basis to keep ourselves safe. I mean, we do it all the time, whether we've had any official self-defense training or not. We are constantly managing ourselves with our awareness and our intuition. And the self-defense training I teach is about helping people harness those with the understanding that we're doing it as a way of managing our safety. And it starts with our intuition. It starts with realizing that we don't have to put ourselves and our feelings second to someone else's feelings, that we don't have to worry about offending someone if our safety is in question, and kind of breaking out that mold of, as women, we have to be nice and we have to take care of other people. If we're feeling uncomfortable about by a person or a situation, we absolutely do have the ability to use our voice and get out of it. And that's part of the empowerment that I teach, because not a lot of people really internalize that they have that power, and we all have it. It's just realizing it and learning some strategies of how to use it in a way that feels good and in a way that feels practical for your life and giving you options. So it is learning to set boundaries, recognizing red flag behavior, noticing, you know, danger and taking steps to try to avoid it. Well, so much of self-defense is about how do we avoid getting in dangerous situations in the first place, if that's possible. And if it's not possible, all right, now how do we deal with it? What are the skills and tools we'll use to keep ourselves safe in this situation? Are we going to set a boundary? And if so, what kind of boundary? Are we going to use our verbal skills? Are we going to have to use our physical skills? And it's thinking through those options so that when we face something, we can go into that file cabinet in our brain and sift through the files and find the one that works for us.
When you talk about verbal, what do you mean? Like, what are some things that, you know, what are the stop words or the things that are going to make somebody step back as they are, you know, where you are feeling physically uncomfortable?
Oh, you just said it right there. Stop. That's a good one. Just turn to them and tell them stop. Turn to them and tell them no. And depending on what type of situation you are dealing with, you know, if it's somebody that you know, you may use different words. If it's somebody you don't know, you may use different words. It's not about telling people that this is the way they have to do things, but about teaching them all the ways in which they can set a boundary for themselves so they can pick the words and phrases that work for them based on the situation. I might start and tell someone, hey, you know, look, I'm really not interested in talking right now. And that person keeps pushing and I can say, look, I've told you 3 times already that I don't want to have this conversation anymore. I need you to walk away. And if that person doesn't walk away, now you might have to escalate. Stop, back up, leave me alone. And, you know, if they still continue and you can't get to safety and there's no one else that could provide assistance as a bystander if you need, then you might have to use your physical skills in that moment. So it's about discovering the dynamics of the situation and then adjusting as necessary.
You know, my mom always told me that if you had no choice, hit first, draw blood, always go for the nose. And I was in Manhattan. I lived in Manhattan and I was living there and some guy was pulling me into a car. And I'm literally saying to him, get your effing hands off me. I'm going to punch you in the face. Good night. I just went, bam. And I smashed this guy in his nose. He was bleeding everywhere and his hands went to his face. I jumped away. And then these two guys are like, are you okay? I said, oh, now? Now you come out? Really? Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Now that I punched this guy in the face, now you're going to be brave and get in front of the girl. For you, in what you are doing, how is this helping moms and their daughters not only live more confidently, but as a parent, have that confidence to know that your child can take care of themselves?
Well, it really helps the daughter. Like I just recently did an event for some parents in New Jersey and they wanted to teach their teenage daughters and their teenage daughter's friends and they're all in high school and they wanted them to have these skills. So it helps the youth. So it helps teenagers and preteens by understanding that they have options, by understanding that they have a voice and they can use it and give them permission to use it. If no one's ever given them that permission before, I explain to them, your voice is your first weapon. Your voice is a tool. It's okay to use it. It's okay to set those boundaries. And when you feel confident in being able to do that, you're more likely to speak up for your needs. You're more likely to recognize these behaviors that are unacceptable and less likely to be as taken by people who use those types of communication styles and recognize them and then know that you have the capability in your body to be able to fight back. So, like I said, so much of self-defense is non-physical, but when you learn how to use your body to defend yourself, it changes everything. Like I walk through the world with such confidence, not hoping for a fight. I hope I never have to use what I've learned. But I also know that not only can I use my voice and hopefully get out of it, but I know how to use my body to back it up. And that's powerful. And the statistics over 30 plus years of research, evidence-based research and journal articles and peer-reviewed studies have shown that people, women who take self-defense, are less likely to use their physical skills because they are more likely to walk with more confidence. Their body language changes. They're more likely to speak up for themselves and to be able to use those strategies to avoid a physical confrontation. And what self-defense does for parents and moms is it helps them feel more confident in being able to trust and know that their children can take care of themselves, because we can't be with our kids 24 hours a day. We can't always be there to protect them. There may not always be somebody there. And to feel like we have to always rely on someone else to protect that person, it's unrealistic, because the only person who's with us 24/7 is us. And when I can teach other people how to be their own best protector, how they don't have to rely on someone else, and that they are more than capable of doing it themselves, that helps them feel powerful, and it helps give peace of mind to parents as well.
You know, I think part of this that I'm wondering is conquering those myths. You know, because let's face it, we're not as strong, you know, all of these different things that, you know, we're taught that we're the weaker sex and all of that nonsense, as opposed to building up that intrinsic woman power. I was talking about that the other day. I was like, are you kidding? When can a man ever equal a woman? You can create life in this body and then feed it. What can they do? Really? Seriously? So how do you help do that, breaking those myths to remind women of our power?
Well, with Girls Fight Back, I mean, the entire 75-minute program that I go and I teach, I am reinforcing that the whole time. I tell people that they're worth fighting for, and I'm teaching them and showing them different ways in which they can do that, and their get up, and they practice using their voice, they practice using their body. And then I'm also a lead instructor with Impact Personal Safety, and that's where we teach the full contact. So that's where students actually get to try out the skills and practice the skills against a padded instructor. And if there's anything that can show you how powerful you are, it's a class like that, when you're actually hitting someone and you can see just how much strength you have. There is not a human being born on this earth that is born without the ability to protect itself. And there's a wonderful book by Ellen Snortland called Beauty Bites Beast. And she says something where, okay, if you are faced with a dog, and let's say the dog is snarling and growling and really putting on a display, like, get back. Do you look first and say, oh, it's a female dog. Oh, it's cool. Like, this isn't going to bite me. It's like, no, it doesn't matter. So we as women, we have all the same tools and weapons on our bodies as men do. And the idea that we're not able to use our voice, we're not able to use our body is ludicrous. We're not fighting strength with strength. Self-defense is not about being in the ring and we're doing sport combat and we're trading blows. And, you know, now it's, you know, you have to be sized up and equal. It's not a fight. It's not a prize fight in that type of sense. It is about, it's about your life. It's about your safety. It's about striking whatever you can strike and get out of there. It's not a fair fight. So it's not strength against strength strategy against their weaker parts. And we get away. It doesn't matter how big and tall and strong someone is. If you poke someone in the eye, that's going to hurt. If you bop someone in the nose, that's going to hurt. You do a strike to the groin, or, you know, these places where it doesn't matter the person's size or their muscle mass or anything like that, that's going to cause pain. And by teaching women that we, these messages about how weak we are just myths and lies meant to try to control us and make us feel like we can't, or that we have to rely on someone else. And I'm here to try to remind us that we have all the power we need inside ourselves. And when we can own that, it can change how we move through the world.
On that note, let that sit with you as we take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. And we'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's Balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote. Or you're out there seeking to support other women in business to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams. Because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are having the most amazing conversation with Nicole Snell from Girls Fight Back. You know, it's funny. Have you ever seen that meme with Betty White where she said, you know, why do they say grow some balls? Balls are weak. You want to tell somebody to be strong, grow a vagina. Those things can take a pounding. And you know what? The reality is you kick a girl in the crotch, she's going to get really pissed. You kick a guy in the crotch, he's going down. He's going down like a sack of potatoes. And these are the things, sadly, that we need to know. That we need to know. And you know what? It's a shame. It's a shame that even in the 21st century, women have to be taught. Even simple things when you are out at a bar or even at a party. You don't put your drink down. And if you do put your drink down, go get another drink. Because sadly, you cannot trust that somebody isn't going, you know, so it's little things. Again, going back to it's more than just physical techniques. So as you work with women, how do you help them go about feeling safer, not only in their daily life, but traveling by themselves or even just with another girl?
Right. So I want to touch on what you had said about how it is unfortunate that we do have to teach women these skills, but violence has always been a part of our society. And that's the unfortunate thing. And there are, to truly end violence, it's going to take a multidisciplinary approach. So I support organizations that are doing things on the judicial side, trying to get laws changed, and people who are working on the support side, supporting survivors. And, you know, there's so many different ways in which we need to tackle this problem. And, you know, teaching consent education, you know, to boys and changing the, you know, toxic masculinity that exists in our society and all of these social things, it's so layered. And while all those things are happening, yes, in an ideal world, we shouldn't need any of these skills. But until we live in that ideal world, it is a gift to be as knowledgeable as possible, to be our own best protector. And that goes for people of any gender. Like, we all can benefit from learning these skills, because violence doesn't discriminate. You know, violence affects people, you know, from all walks of life. And so I'm sorry, now that I said that whole spiel, I totally forgot your question.
Oh, I was asking, you know, the different things that you do to help women feel safe about going about not only their daily life, but traveling. Either by themselves, with another woman.
I take the empowerment approach. Now, there are some ways of teaching out there that focus on fear, and I don't focus on fear because we already know that the world can be a dangerous and scary place. Most people have experienced violence firsthand or with someone they know, or we see it all the time. And I want women to feel limitless. I want them to feel like they can go and do the things that they want without having to abide by a laundry list of don'ts. You know, don't go here, don't wear this, don't put your hair like that, all those things, don't go by yourself. All those don'ts that are here in society, I am not here for it because I don't live my life that way and I don't want anyone else to have to live their life that way. On the same token, I am also not advocating that you learn self-defense and then go put yourself in the most dangerous possible situation to say like, I got this. Like, I certainly don't do that and I don't recommend that. But we can learn things so that we can still walk through our life feeling empowered and not feeling like we have to live through don'ts. Now, I am a solo traveler and solo hiker. I have been to 25 countries, not all of them solo, but most of them as I solo hike. I just did a solo hike yesterday, and I love the freedom of being out by myself and being able to choose where I go and my schedule and things like that. And I have had some situations while I have traveled internationally that required me to set a boundary or things like that. But, and some of that was even before I learned self-defense. So I take that knowledge and I take what people have asked me or the concerns people have come to me with. And I have created programming around that to address those fears that are already existing and help empower them. And the main thing is that we have options. That's not something that we're taught. And options with our body, like our bodies are full of weapons. Your entire body is a weapon. And when you understand that and you realize how you can use that, your voice especially, to be able to defend yourself, how your body language can send a message, as well as understanding the psychology of assailants for the most part, you know, that can help give people the confidence because it gives them knowledge, and knowledge is power. And the knowledge can help you feel prepared. We hope to never have to use our physical skills or never be in a situation where we need it, but it's like anything else that you do as far as preparedness. You know, you have it and you know it so that when it happens and you have to face it, you have the skills there ready to be able to use. And the verbals, I mean, you pretty much use those every day. You use that stuff. You use your intuition, your awareness every day. And when you can understand how to use it in a way that is empowering to help protect you and keep you safe, then that is really the core of what I teach, helping people feel limitless.
What do you feel is the most rewarding part of what you do?
Oh, I love getting messages from women that have said that what I've taught them have changed their life. Like that, getting messages like that is why I do this. I would do this work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to have someone tell me, hey, Nicole, I'm planning my first solo hike because of you, or, hey, now I feel unstoppable, or now I feel comfortable going to the grocery store by myself when I didn't feel like I could do it before. Or even someone that has told me, now I'm considering doing this thing that I never would have considered before. Just the mind shift that happens when people really understand that they're worth fighting for is huge. I think everybody should have this training. Every woman should have this training. And that is how we can help make the world a safer place.
You know, it's funny. I have two sons. Oh, still catches in my throat. 33 and 31. And then my daughter's going to be 29. And I can remember saying to their father, you know, it is our responsibility as parents of sons to teach these boys respect, to teach them that it does not make you a big man to sleep with a whole bunch of women, because the only thing in this world that you have that belongs to you and nobody else but you is you. And so there are not that many people you're going to meet worth sharing yourself with. And that I drummed it into them. I don't care where you are with a girl. I don't care if you are naked. The words no come out of her mouth. Go smash your head into a wall. Go do whatever you need to do, but you grab your dignity, you get out of that room right now, and be sorry that you put her in a place where she needed to say no, period. You know, and both their wives, I get my loveliest Mother's Day messages from my daughters in love who love and adore the sons that bring them flowers and rub their feet and treat them with so much kindness and love, because I always talk to them about the person they were going to be with, not the woman or the guy, the person, because we need to respect each other's personhood. We really do. We really do. And if we thought of each other as people, it's an amazing thing that even in today's world, in our own country, just here in the U.S., because globally, the way women are treated in certain places, I mean, it's just, I've marched, I've been down at the UN, all of these different things. But even just here in the United States, about how many women are abused and our rights are being stripped from us. I don't care what your religion has nothing to do with this. This is somebody's right to be their own person. It is the right to their personhood that we are talking about, you know, and I love and applaud what you are doing because, again, women, it's a shame that we need this. But as you said, violence has been since violence, you know, since the world began, there's always going to be conflict. And if we can figure out verbally how to talk to each other first before blows happen, we live in a very different world. But if blows have to happen, then girls fight back is where you want to learn it.
Yes.
I'm serious. So as we're wrapping this up, Nicole, what do you want to leave us with and let everyone know how they can become part of this and gain that confidence that you share?
I'd love to leave with two things. First is that self-defense is about what you can do and not about what you should do. It's all about options. No one is ever to blame for violence that has happened to them, and whatever anyone has done to survive their situation was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. What I teach is about giving people tools so that they can not only feel more confident being able to handle situations in the future, but it can also be healing for survivors. I'm a survivor myself, and knowing what I know now has been part of my healing process. And the other thing I want to leave everyone with is that you are worth fighting for. And you really have to know that, because that knowledge is the best self-defense tool that you can ever have with you. Now, people can reach me on my website, NicoleSnell.com. I also am at GirlsFightBack.com. And you can find Girls Fight Back on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
I thank you so much for being here, Nicole. It has been more than worth the wait. And we want you back. Please come back again and again, because women need to know that we are not the weaker sex. We have, you know, so much power within us to take care of ourselves. And I love the message that you share. I really do. And I thank you so much for taking the time to be here. Please come back again and again. As you are launching new things, please let us know, because I'd love to have you back, because this is not a message that is ever going to be something people don't need to hear. It really isn't. So thank you so much for being here. Thanks to our fabulous sponsors over at Altwell.com. Use the Altwell Mom as your code to get 25% off. Trust me, they're the best CBD products out there. And we're going to now close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Care of is
powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is, has integrity. sure. She is sure. She is sure.